The measure would require insurance companies to cover oral chemotherapy the way they do more traditional chemotherapy treatments, like through an IV. Dr. Jim Thomas is an oncologist at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says the new law is good news for cancer patients.
They can change as far as what treatments we do when people just could not financially take advantage of some of the treatments that were available. And so we'd have to maybe pursue other less effective or more toxic treatments. And now, again, we can give them the best treatment at the right time.
State Assembly Democratic Leader Peter Barca says the oral chemotherapy law is light years ahead of where Wisconsin has been. But Barca says it's hampered by most Republican lawmakers voting to give insurers the option of charging the cancer patients up to $100 a month copay.
You know, if you're a middle-class citizen, $100 a month, you probably can get by just fine and pay the $100. However, if you're someone that works for minimum wage or somebody that's working for modest wages, that $100 is real money that you just don't have.
Governor Walker says his administration will monitor the payment issue and clarify it for patients and insurers.
But the copay is overall, not per. If there's multiple, depending on different types of treatment they're doing, it's not $100 per pill, but that it would be for one overall dosage.
Walker says if need be, he'd eventually be willing to ask state lawmakers to adjust the copay for oral chemotherapy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.